From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces continued their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Government forces and their allies are advancing street by street in the eastern sector. The British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says 290 civilians have died in artillery bombardment in eastern districts of Aleppo, and 50 civilians have died in rebel bombardments in western Aleppo in the past 2 weeks. At the United Nations Saturday, Russia vetoed the draft UN Security Council resolution demanding an end to the bombing of Aleppo. It is the fifth time in 5 years that Russia has used its veto to block UN action aimed at stopping the bloodshed. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed Sunday when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeast Turkey. Another 26 people, 10 soldiers and 16 civilians, were wounded. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim blamed the Kurdistan Workers' Party for the suicide attack. The Turkish government launched a military operation in response. The Ethiopian government has announced a 6-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. The demonstrations originated in the Oromia region in late 2015. This is VOA News.